Your Blue Room, performed by Passengers, vocals by Bono. I'm Marianne Hobbs, and Bono is still on the line. What's that track about?
The Blue Room, kind of in French almost. I'm singing in English, but it feels to me like it wanted to be a Serge Gainsbourg song or something like that, and those kind of 70s art movies from France and Italy. And some of the soundtracks to those are very funny, but some of them are also very, very extraordinary. Blue Room is a very special song, one of the most special songs I think I've ever been involved with. And I don't quite know why. I think it's because it's attempting two quite disparate things. On one level, it's a very erotic song, and on another level, it's a gospel song.
Joining Bono now on our passengers' lines around the world, Adam Clayton. Firstly, Adam, the title, Original Soundtracks 1, suggests a future.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good material that we didn't even touch on that. Some of it would be suitable to go on and grow up to be U2 songs, but some of it could very well stay in its raw format with just a bit of finishing up and be part of a Passengers 2 project. But in a sense, you know, it seems like whatever the concept for a Passengers 2 would be is perhaps this material, you know, is going to be left behind. You don't really want to restrict the possibility of the next session.
Brian Eno.
I sort of see it as a loose club that can accept other members. They don't have to be life members, you know. They can appear briefly, or they can hang around for a while. I think it's an interesting name because Passengers implies a driver. We haven't said who that was. So it implies that there's something doing the driving and that we are being carried along, as it were. It's kind of an un-rock and roll name, because in rock and roll everyone's in the driving seat, you know, or wants to present themselves as that. If somebody is another passenger, then they're just passengers like us as well. And it's rather a low-key, nice name. I like it. I like its reference to that Iggy Pop song, The Passenger. I see a sort of shifting membership with probably some or all of us involved, hopefully some of us involved. I might just sell the idea on to somebody else if I get a good enough offer.
Bono.
I mean, it's just an excuse to collaborate. In fact, at one point we were going to collaborate with Haris Salavic, the Prime Minister of Bosnia, who was interested. Then I guess he got busy. People say it's so complicated over there, you know, in Sarajevo and Bosnia-Herzegovina. They just, you know, can't figure it out. Who's the good guys and who are the bad guys? But I think that was a bit of a smokescreen that suited the politicians, because they didn't want to admit that there was bad guys and good guys. And there was an almost, they are essentially fascists who are attempting to destroy a pluralist society, the capital of which is in Sarajevo, where Muslims, Croats and Serbs live together and still live together in peace. I mean, it's horrible, you know, hearing rock and roll starts going on about shit like this usually, you know, induces projectile vomit. We were alive at this time when there was sanctioned rape of thousands and thousands of women, torture and brutality of what was going down, was happening while we were on tour. You know, we had this Zoo TV tour, and we're going around like this three-ring circus around Europe with all our technology and shiny shoes and leather pants, and this, it just was a bit hard to stomach. And we thought, well, the spotlight is on us at this time, and whenever we go into town, people are interested in the media around. We have to, in some ways, use our position, because at that stage, when we were traveling around, it was on the back pages. It wasn't even front page news. So we started those satellite links where we would speak every night. We would give the chance for the people of Sarajevo to speak directly without mediation to our audience and tell them what it was like, which is a bit much, to be honest, at a rock and roll show. But that was the idea behind Zoo TV, was the hard-cut logic of TV. You know, you're watching a soap opera, next thing you're in the middle of Rwanda, next thing you're watching a Cadbury's Flake ad.
Recently I talked with Luciano Pavarotti. It turned out it was his birthday. I asked him for his feelings about the former Yugoslavia.
Well, I hear yesterday they don't shut anymore, and that is a beautiful day. Besides being my birthday, it's a beautiful day.
Bono, I understand Pavarotti requested that passengers actually play in Modena in Italy. Can you tell us about that?
And we said, look, we've done the song. We can't go to Modena. And he said, you see, I am a rich man. I am a rich man because I am in love. I am a rich man because I have the music, and the music is in me. I am a rich man because the people, they give me so much for the music. But today, you make me feel like a poor man. You make me beg you to come and help the children of Bosnia. It's not just the singing that he excels at. I mean, the guy is an arm wrestler.